Multifunctional Wrist RTHDOIC with Universal Gesture Recognition System. Shruti Suresh 1, Sudhanshu Manda 1, Camilla Marrero 2, Lucas Jacob 3, Bradley S. Doorstock 1, 41 Weldon School of Biomedical Engineering, 2 School of Engineering Education 3 Purdue Polytechnic Institute, 4 School of Industrial Engineering, Purdue University. Abstract: individuals with cervical spinal cord injuries, SCI, often require wrist supports or orthotics to stabilize their wrists and allow them to perform activities of daily living, ADL. Current tools to stabilize flaccid wrists after a SCI, such as wrist splints, primarily only provide support without too much additional functionality. We developed and designed a 3D printed wrist orthotic that can detect 4 different gestures through a dynamic time warping based machine learning model. The model had a high accuracy in detecting the 4 different gestures and allowed the system to be customized to different individuals. The wrist orthotic can be adapted to allow a variety of ADL to be performed by tetraplegics. Introduction: every year, there are approximately 17,000 new cases of spinal cord injuries, SCI, in the United States alone. 53.9% of SCIs occur in the cervical region, C1, C7, and almost 44%, approximately 4,000 of these individuals have injuries in the mid-cervical region of the spine, C3, C6, and SCISC, 2015. Individuals with mid-cervical SCI usually have difficulties performing activities of daily life, ADL, that require fine motor control such as writing, opening doors with keys, due to weakness or paralysis in the flexor muscles. Wrist orthotics are often used in rehabilitation of individuals with SCI to promote the correct positioning of the wrist, Nass, Yasmalar, Sa, Aiden, and Ones, 2015. Even though it primarily provides only support, with the addition of pockets in the palm cuff accessories such as dining utensils, pencils, pens or toothbrushes, tetraplegics can perform certain ADLs independently. In individuals with lower cervical SCI, tenodesa splints are often used to allow pinching of the forefinger and thumb to pick up small objects. House, Guadme, and Lundsgaard, 1976. Neuroprostheses have also been used to assist individuals with SCI during rehabilitation and performing certain ADL with ease. Rupp, Rahm, Schneiders, Kralinger, and Muller-Putz, 2015. However, current tools to stabilize flaccid wrists after a SCI, such as wrist splints, primarily only provide support without too much additional functionality. Moreover, the devices are bulky, heavy and burdensome to wear. Romilly, Anglin, Gosein, Hirschler, and Rashke, 1994. They also require a specialist to perform the fitting of the orthotic, making them quite cumbersome to acquire. In a previous study, we explored the use of electromyography, EMG, and an inertial measurement unit, IMU, to develop a 3D printed multifunctional wrist orthotic, MFWO, which would allow users to control different actuators using a set of gestures. Suresh, Madrin and Chiquito, Manda, Jacob, and Doorstock, 2016. The use of the IMU combined with an activation system allowed for a high accuracy in gesture detection. The implementation of a machine learning algorithm would allow for an improved accuracy as well as a more customized system. In this paper, we improved the accuracy of the MFWO technology using a dynamic time warping, DTW-based machine learning algorithm. DTW is a well-known technique which compares 2 time-dependent sequences and identifies the similarities in them. Muller, 2007. DTW has been commonly used in detection and recognition of gestures. Eglin Valley, 2010. Pishariddy and Sarabek, 2013. Method: wearable orthotic. The wearable wrist orthotic consists of a 3D printed plastic body made of ABS plastic and wristbands made of leather. The orthotic, shown in figure 1, is designed to be comfortable and provide adequate support to the wrist. The orthotic holds an IMU, SparkFun Electronics, registered sign with 9 degrees of freedom, which is connected to a Raspberry Pi. The Raspberry Pi is connected to a monitor which allows the user to interact with the system. Gestures: as shown in figure 2, 4 different gestures were performed by each of the subjects: an out, out in, and hold and out hold. These gestures were chosen for the comfort and ease of execution. Figure 2. Subject performing the out-hold gesture with the wrist orthotic. Subject testing: 5 subjects were recruited to assess the accuracy of the DTW-based machine learning algorithm. Of these subjects, 2 were individuals with cervical SCI and 3 were individuals without SCI. The subjects were requested to follow prompts on a screen to perform each of the gestures 4 times. They were requested to repeat each of the gestures in a consistent manner. This was used as the training data for the machine learning model. After the system was trained on the 4 different gestures, the subjects were instructed to perform different gestures at random, with each gesture being repeated 5 times. results accuracy of detection of gestures with 64 training samples and 100 testing samples. The machine learning algorithm detected the 4 different gestures with an almost 100% accuracy. The table below shows the accuracy of the machine learning model in detecting the 4 gestures. Table 1, accuracy of gesture detection. Gestures, accuracy. In out, 99.87%. Out in, 100%. In hold, 100%. Out hold, 100% discussion. In this study, we tested the accuracy of a DTW-based machine learning model in the detection of 4 simple gestures. We identified 100% accuracy of gesture detection when the model was trained with a small group of tetraplegics. The in-out gesture was the only gesture which had an accuracy of less than 100%. This may be attributed to the individual's body obstructing the hand from fully moving towards the body, which causes a reduced range of motion. The use of an IMU with 9 degrees of freedom as compared to our previous study, Suresh et al. 2016, wherein an IMU with 6 degrees of freedom was used, could also have allowed an improvement in the accuracy of gesture recognition. Moreover, the current gestures are limited and simplistic in nature, which may also account for the high level of accuracy detected by the model. In future work, we would like to include gestures from a tested lexicon, Jiang, Doorstock, and Wax, 2014, which is more diverse and can be used to control a variety of actuators and mechatronics attached to the wrist orthotic. The implementation of the machine learning algorithm can also allow the wrist orthotic to be customized to every individual user. False positives can be avoided using an activation system such as a push button or an EMG system, which was validated in our previous study. The activation system will allow a timed period during which the user can perform the gesture. The ability of the system to detect gestures with a high level of accuracy would promote the use of wrist braces to assist tetraplegics with activities of daily living. This would allow them to become more independent, find gainful employment and actively participate in their communities. Future work: the machine learning model will be combined with a modified wrist orthotic to allow for control of different mechatronic features using various gestures. Moreover, the system will be tested on different gestures and a larger population of individuals to ensure the accuracy of the MFWO system. Acknowledgements: we are grateful to the Discovery Park and Center for Paralysis Research at Purdue University for their support. References: Zakla, A., and Valley, E., S. 2010. Accelerometer-based gesture recognition via dynamic time warping, affinity propagation, and compressive sensing. In ICASSP, IEEE International Conference on Acoustics, Speech and Signal Processing, Proceedings, pages 2270-2273. IEEE, https://doi.org/10.1109/icassp.2010.5495895, Center, N. S. C. I. S. 2015. 2015 Annual Report Complete Public Version, 106. House, J. H. Guadme, F. W. and Lundsgaard, D. K. 1976. Restoration of Strong Grasp and Lateral Pinch in Tetraplegia Due to Cervical Spinal Cord Injury. The Journal of Hand Surgery, 12, 152-159. https://doi.org/10.1016/S0363-5023-7680093 Jiang, H., Doorstock, B., S., and Wax, J., P. 2014. An Analytic Approach to Decipher Usable Gestures for Quadriplegic Users. 2014 IEEE International Conference on Systems, Man, and Cybernetics, SMC, 3912-3917. https://doi.org/10.1109/smc.2014.6974542 Muller, M. 2007. Dynamic Time Warping. In Information Retrieval for Music and Motion, pages 6984. Berlin, Heidelberg. Springer Berlin Heidelberg. https://doi.org/10.1007/978-3-540-7404-8-3_4 Nass, K., Yasmilar, L., Sa., V., Aiden, A., and Ones, K. 2015. Rehabilitation of Spinal Cord Injuries. World Journal of Orthopedics, 6:1, 8:16. https://doi.org/10.5312/wjo.v6.i1.8 Pischer, D., P., K., and Sarbeck, M. 2013. Robust Gesture Detection and Recognition Using Dynamic Time Warping and Multi-Class Probability Estimates. In 2013 IEEE Symposium on Computational Intelligence for Multimedia, Signal and Vision Processing, CIMSIVP, pages 30-36. IEEE, https://doi.org/1012109/cimsivp.2013.6583844 Romilly, D. P. Anglin, C. Gosine, R. G. Herschler, C. and Rashke, S. U. 1994. A Functional Task Analysis and Motion Simulation for the Development of a Powered Upper Limb Orthosis. IEEE Transactions on Rehabilitation Engineering. 23, 119-129. https://doi.org/10.1109/86.331561 Rob, R. Rom, M. Schneiders, M. Kralinger, A. and Muller Putz, G. R. 2015. Functional Rehabilitation of the Paralyzed Upper Extremity After Spinal Cord Injury by Non-Invasive Hybrid Neuroprostheses. Proceedings of the IEEE. 1036-954-968. https://doi.org/10.1109/jproc.2015.2395253 Suresh, S. Madran and Chiquito, D. F. Manda, S. Jacob, L. and Dorstock, B. S. 2016. Motor-activated multifunctional wrist orthotic to assist individuals with cervical spinal cord injuries with activities of daily living. In RESNANCART 2016.